USA Radio News.
It doesn't look good for a second term of President Joe Biden. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has tied his boss in a new poll out of New Hampshire released while the president continues to isolate for COVID-19. Buttigieg is at 17% with Biden at 16% in the new University of New Hampshire poll, which asked likely Democratic voters about potential 2024 candidates. Trailing far behind is Vice President Kamala Harris at 6%. North Dakota's only abortion clinic is preparing for what could be its final day of performing procedures with a trigger ban due to take effect Thursday. Some say that will force patients to travel hundreds of miles to receive care pending the clinic's relocation across the border to Minnesota. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Former Vice President Mike Pence pleaded with young Americans to take the pro-life cause to every state house in America.
Vice President Mike Pence speaking at the Young Americans Foundation in Washington, D.C. Tuesday morning.
To restoring the unalienable right to life for every American, born and unborn. So we must not rest. We must not relent. We must not tire until we've restored the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the nation. We save the babies, we'll save America.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Newly released polling data shows most parents are not interested in vaccinating their young kids. The Kaiser Family Foundation released the survey Tuesday, which showed that 83% of parents with children under 5 years of age who are eligible for the vaccine are not planning to get their child vaccinated right now. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Security at the southern border continues to be a disaster. Timberg reports.
DHS reports the amount of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border without being apprehended has increased significantly. Appearing on Fox News, McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos says it's an increase they've expected.
We have the initial impact, and there's no question about it. That's why we kept on saying, hey, look, we need help. We need action by our feds.
He says he believes it's a national crisis. The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. It could help law enforcement track illegal immigrant encounters while they wait for their asylum cases to be processed.
Democrats are dropping millions of dollars to keep Republican frontrunner Tudor Dixon from getting the GOP nomination in Michigan to face Democrat incumbent Governor Gretchen Whitmer in November. The TV buys from a group called Put Michigan First are worth more than $2 million. The new ads only run from Wednesday through primary day on August 2nd. The first ad calls Dixon dangerous for Michigan and accuses her of wanting to slash the annual budget for the state police by up to $500 million annually. The Dixon campaign said Dixon is committed to law enforcement across the state and said Governor Whitmer is the one who supports the spirit of defund the police. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.